My name is Rachel Rofe. I created this show because I wanted to help you see that if you have a choice, you can choose a better life. If you're listening to this podcast, you're in a pretty fortunate position. You have free will, ability to connect to the internet, and access to all kinds of new education. This podcast is meant to help you make the most of your good fortune. We talk with all kinds of people here from all walks of life because I want you to see that no matter what your situation, there's always a way to create a life that you're proud of. Hello. So today I wanted to talk to you about something that we all do. We all do to some extent to basically block good from happening into our lives. What it is basically we all have a success comfort zone that we're used to. So we're all used to being able to handle a certain level of success in different areas. So maybe it's relationship success, wealth, health, whatever it is. It's just our internal kind of thermometer. And once we start to get more than we're used to, a lot of times we'll start to unknowingly sabotage ourselves. And I know that this might sound weird because I'm sure that everyone thinks, well, why would I do that? Of course, I want to be as happy as possible. But we all just have different limits that we're used to. I wanted to do this podcast because it's really important to talk about because until you're able to understand what's going on in your subconscious, you're not going to be able to fix it. And in creating the best life possible for yourself, it's really important to be able to have these tools at your disposal. What I'm talking about, this is something called upper limiting. There's a book all about it called The Big Leap. It's amazing. Again, this is something that happens to everyone, and how you might identify it for yourself is like if you feel like you're always on the verge of a breakthrough, but it never actually happens, this is an example of upper limiting. Or if you find that maybe something good happens to you in your life, and then all of a sudden you're sick or you get in a fight with your partner or something, that's upper limiting too. So I'm going to give you a couple examples of how this plays out in real life and then talk to you about how you can actually get through it so that you can keep up-leveling your life and getting to the next degree of happiness for yourself. So the first time I heard about this is when I was reading that book, The Big Leap, and it opens up and the guy is talking about how things in his life are going absolutely amazingly. And he's just at a day at work and he just got promoted, I think, or something where his job is just going phenomenally. His wife and him are doing great. Things are just awesome. And he sits down in his desk chair. He leans back, puts his legs up, and all of a sudden he has this image of his kids who are in sleepaway camp. Like something happened to them. He feels like, oh my gosh, something just happened. Something bad. So he calls up the camp and he talks to the camp counselor and he said, what just happened? I just had this image, something bad happened. And the camp counselor says, actually, you know, I'm looking at your, I think it was his daughter. I'm looking at your daughter right outside. She's fine. Nothing happened. And he's just like, what? Why did I have that image come through? And what he realized, he had so much good happening in his life at once that he automatically tried to find something bad because he had hit his upper limit. So let me give you another example of how it actually happened to me recently. I'm creating this a few days after I released my podcast. So there was one day where I just had, it was just an awesome day. So if you follow me on Facebook, you see I released a book and it was number 83 on Amazon, which is insane. I was extremely excited that I hit that. And then I released my podcast and the podcast just did really well, really quickly. So I was number one in health. At one point, it was the number 28th most listened to podcast in the United States. Got tons of awesome reviews. Just awesome day. I had so much support from my friends. I asked them if they'd give me feedback on the podcast. I was getting that in spades. Just so many great people. At the end of the day, I just have so many great things going on. I leave my office and Don, my partner, he has like little notes on the stairs going up to our bedroom, little notes of just all these different love notes and really sweet little things. And then it leads up to a bath. And he has candlelit bath and more notes by the bath. It's just amazing. Totally took care of me. It was the perfect timing. I got there just when he was done with creating the bath. So it felt incredible, right? You would think, awesome. But then the next day I wake up and all of a sudden I look at my reviews. I have 107 five-star reviews, 3 4-star reviews, and I see 1 1-star review. And I get a little bit upset about that. And then I look on my Facebook and I see that iTunes had started doing rankings and stuff, and I didn't have screenshots. I see when I looked in the morning, it was number 31, but I knew that I was higher, and I didn't get the screenshot. So I'm obsessing over the fact that I didn't get the screenshot of when I was higher than 31. Then I didn't find strawberries in the fridge. I forgot to buy strawberries the day before for my morning smoothie, so that's annoying me. And then I grabbed food that really wasn't in my best interest. I took these gluten-free pretzels and I started eating those, even though I know that I feel like crap when I eat them. But it was just like one thing, boom, 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 boom. I feel really tired, even though I got more than enough sleep. And it was all because I was upper limiting. So I was basically just not able to, all this great stuff was happening and I was just like making something have to be wrong. So what happens basically when you're upper limiting is just all these great things are happening, like you're hearing in these stories, and then all of a sudden just these random things start to happen where you just start to sabotage yourself. So all of a sudden you're sick because our minds are extremely powerful. You can stress yourselves into sickness, no problem. Maybe you start overeating, you pick a fight with your partner, there's problems popping up out of nowhere. There's all different ways that these upper limits can start to manifest. I was saying, we just have a glass ceiling for the amount of success that we can take in different things. The reason why we have these glass ceilings, maybe it's just what we're used to in our families. We have a story about we can only handle X amount of money, we only make this amount of money, whatever it is. Maybe you just haven't had a relationship that's been really great before, and so you're not used to that. Could be it's just something that you've decided is appropriate for yourself to be able to handle a certain amount. I have a friend who said she really had to work at being able to earn over six figures because for her, her father always made six figures, and it was really a struggle for her to have her mind identify with making over what her father made. So there's all kinds of different reasons for why you might decide that you are used to a certain kind of threshold or why you can only handle it. And the other part of it is just when there's a lot of good happening in your life, it's a lot of sensation for your body to handle. There's a lot of energy that courses through. Like I know sometimes I have things that are so great that I have to shriek or like move around my body because it's just so much sensation going through. And that's why in a lot of ways, it's actually easier to be miserable than to be happy. It's just very easy to complain all the time, but to just keep handling happiness, happiness, it can be like work. This is another reason, this upper limiting thing is another reason why lottery winners, they win the lottery and then you hear all these different stories all the time about how they've lost their fortunes so quickly. Because I want you to be able to keep up leveling and creating the best life possible for yourself, I want you to A, recognize that this is something that happens, and then I want to give you a couple different things that you can do so that when it happens, you can be able to move through it. First, as I've mentioned a couple times, when it happens to you, when you identify that you're upper limiting, and the way that you can identify it is just when things start to happen to you that are bad, maybe you find that there's a fight or you find like with your partner or you're sick or something, ask yourself, am I upper limiting? Like, did something really good just happen to me? And sometimes you're just sick because you're just sick. Sometimes you're sick because there's something behind it. So when you start to experience these kind of things, just ask yourself where this is coming from and be patient with yourself. Understand this happens to all different people. You actually hear about huge stars suddenly like going bankrupt or things are happening and then all of a sudden there's a relationship problem. So everyone has it to different degrees. We all just have different thresholds for how much we can handle. And until we consciously work through it, that's where it's going to end. When you realize it's happening, be patient with yourself. Just breathe and just realize that you've just hit a glass ceiling. You're going to have to be able to consciously go through it. First thing that you can do when this happens is after you acknowledge it, is take time to just digest everything that's happened to you. Because a lot of us, we're going so fast-paced. And if we don't take time to really just think about everything that happened and digest it, maybe talk about it, then it's not really processed. Also, take some time to just feel gratitude for everything in your life. So just take some time to stop and say, wow, thank you for this great family, great health, great career, whatever it is, and sit with the fact that you have so much good stuff going on in your life and just stop to appreciate it. Also, another really good thing that you can do is put a name to whatever the voices in your head that starts creating or whatever the thing is that creates the sabotage. So trying to think of a way to explain this, this doesn't sound crazy, but basically, like, you know how sometimes when you go on a diet, for example, there's a part of you that says, I really want to be on this diet. I want to lose weight. I'm gung-ho, this is going to be the time. And there's another part of you that you try to shut up where it's just like, I don't want to be in a diet. This sucks. Like, I don't want to have to give up my favorite foods. I don't want to be restricted, yada, yada, yada. A lot of us, we try to just give up that voice and ignore it. If you instead take the voice in your head that's worried about things and give it a name, so let's say you name it Fred, whatever, name that part of your subconscious and have a mental conversation with it. I know this might sound crazy, but this is neuro-linguistic programming. This is how people are able to hypnotize people out of problems. You just want to give voice to that subconscious, which rules so many of our decisions. So name that part of your subconscious and have a conversation with it and ask, what are your concerns about handling this amount of good into our lives? What are your concerns about getting this promotion or this? And just listen to all of its concerns, let it get aired out, and just talk with that part of your voice. I know you might sound crazy at first, but just make it a practice. Because what happens, I've found, is that when I, instead of ignore the different parts of my subconscious, but I let it have a voice, then all of a sudden those things don't feel so stressful anymore because I now have solutions for all these problems. And the other thing is, a lot of times we'll feel super overwhelmed and stressed about things that once we actually take the time to air them out, it's not that big of a deal. It's like sometimes we feel super, super stressed. When I'm coaching, if they feel like they have a million things going on, just write out everything that you need to happen. A lot of times it's actually not as bad as you think. So it's the same kind of thing when you feel that you have this sabotage coming up in your head or these voices like, oh, I don't want to make this too good. Just let it all air out, lay it out on the table, and you'll likely find that it's not that bad. That's going to be really great. And then once you talk to that part of your subconscious, you freed that up, and now you have the opportunity to let your subconscious move you in a way that's going up, 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 instead of trying to find reasons to sabotage yourself. Another thing that is really helpful is to have somebody in your life who understands what upper limiting is. So you can have them read The Big Leap with you. It's by Gay Hendricks. It's going to be in the show notes. You could also go to rachelroffey.com/bigleap. I just have a link to it. You can also even just have them listen to this podcast if you want, just so that you both have some language around what's happening. So that this way, when it happens for you and you're identifying that it's happening, you can have them just remind you, actually, like, it's okay that you're allowed to have good things happen in your life. I know it's a little bit uncomfortable, but that's cool. And just have them witness you where you are. You could also ask them to just reframe something that's going on. You're also welcome to join. I have a Facebook group that I recently created for just people who are dedicated to creating a better life for themselves. You're welcome to join. It's free. Just go to rachelroffey.com/Facebook group and it'll link you right to there. It's called A Better Life. If you have a choice, choose a better life. And if you feel like you're upper limiting, you can just feel free to post right in there. We'll come in and do our best to support you. Another thing that's really helpful is just take 10 deep, deep breaths. A lot of times I know I resist this, but whenever I just take the deep breath and I just reconnect back to my body, all of a sudden I just remember the truth of what's happening. Because a lot of times our problems are up in our head. And when you just get back and ground it into your body, it's just so much easier to handle things. The other thing I would say to do is just ask yourself, how much success am I willing to have? How much love am I willing to have? Really, like really, how much am I willing to have? Because you might automatically want to say, well, I'm willing to have so much. I want unlimited abundance. You have to then make sure that your behaviors are able to line up with that. And sometimes people will ask me, how much success are you willing to have? And I'll say, you know, I'm ready for this much, but not much more. Like, I'll give them a very specific, like, I can take 10,000 downloads of my podcast, but that's it for right now. Because sometimes we just need to take it in increments so it's not such a shock to the system. When you shock the system, it doesn't seem believable to your subconscious, and so we're immediately going to sabotage it. So, and that's the other reason why when people set goals, it's hard to set a goal if you're making, let's say, $500 a month, and then all of a sudden you're saying, I'm going to manifest $20,000 by next month, period. No, your subconscious doesn't believe that because it hasn't been possible. So ask yourself how much you're really willing to take, how much you're really willing to be able to handle. It's not a set in stone kind of thing. And then just let that happen, incorporate that, digest that into your system, and then you can move up and move up and move up. And if you want real, sustainable, lasting happiness, I think that's the best way to go. Hopefully this all helps you very much. As I said, there's going to be show notes. Just go to rachelraffay.com. And if you have any comments or questions, either leave a comment on the show note for this or just go into the Facebook group and ask. I'd be more than happy to chat with you about this. And I just think it's so important in being able to create your best life possible. Thank you so much for listening to A Better Life. You can find all show notes for this episode at rachelraffay.com. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe so you can automatically get access to all new shows. Let's also connect. Just go onto Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram /RachelRaffay, and we can talk there. The opinions of all guests here are their own, and I'm not necessarily endorsing any of them. I do want to give you perspective, though. And always remember, if you have a choice, choose a better life.